Every single one of us was a baby at one point. That, death, and pooping are pretty much the only things every single human has in common. Babies are essentially tiny primitive humans that don't know how to be people yet, and because of that, I find babies rather fascinating, but often best observed from afar. Half of the entire world is capable of getting pregnant, and despite this, I feel like pregnancy, parenthood, and kids in general are still so misunderstood. There is so much people just do not know about having kids. So today, we're going to learn a little bit about what that's like, mostly the negatives. Online, there is someone by the name of Uni, otherwise known as Unique Thoughts on TikTok, who has compiled a massive list of pros and cons that come with having a baby. I am going to be reading that list for you today. Uni's TikTok and the link to the website I'm reading from will be in the description of this episode. With all of that being said, sit back, relax, and I hope you enjoy. Okay, so I actually want to start with the pros, the reasons why she thinks it's a good idea to have kids, because there's only supposedly 35 reasons, so let's start. Okay, pros. Number one, child? Question mark. Two, kids be funny, I guess. Three, pregnancy sex. Never mind, people say it hurts. Number four, tax return benefits. Number five, special treatment, not guaranteed though. Baby kicks equals party trick, I suppose. Tiny minion that can bring you the remote, but this is only temporary until they gain common sense. Yep. Number eight, possible MILF. And then in parentheses, not with them deflated titties and flat ass, but still possible. Number nine, no need to suck it in. Pregnancy glow, which is apparently in only 1 in 10 cases. Number 11, eat with no judgment. Never mind, I've been told people do judge. Number 12, chance to pass down your average genes. Number 13, never feel alone until they leave you, of course. Number 14, some are cute, I guess. 15, you have a chance to be the parent you didn't have, but you might pass down some generational trauma. Yeah. Number 16, you can fart and blame it on them. That is true. Number 17, you can't get drafted while you're pregnant. Yeah, well, they don't really draft women at all. So, I mean, that's not true yet. They might change that. Number 18, they are like a pet you can name. Or you could just get a pet. Number 19, people have pregnancy kinks. And in parentheses, I don't know about this one. Jesus fucking Christ. Number 20, you gain the weight for that BBL. Number 21, free meal after birth, in parentheses, placenta steak. Jesus fucking Christ. Number 22, you can tell them funny lies and they believe it and they'll pass them on to their little gremlin friends. That might actually be the best one, I'm not gonna lie. Number 23, you can be late to anything and blame it on the kid. Won't always work, but yeah. Number 24, if you raise them right, people praise you for it. Yeah. You can bribe them with candy. Tiny everything, I suppose. Tiny, yeah, their little tiny shoes and little tiny sweaters. Oh my goodness, they're so cute. Number 27, they can make you a grilled cheese sandwich. That's about it, though. Dude, one time I was really, really sick, and I asked my sister, who was, I don't know how old she was, like, she was probably, like, 7 or 8 at the time, and I asked her, hey, could you make me an egg? Like, I told her, crack an egg, put it in a bowl, and just microwave it. Like, I didn't care. I was just hungry. I needed something to eat. She picks the only metal bowl we owned, and that's what she put in the microwave. And she tells me, she comes back, and she's like, something weird is happening to the microwave. And I was like, what did you do? And I get up, and I look, and I immediately see the metal bowl, and I say to her, you can't use metal in the microwave. No one told you that before? And she goes, no. And I open the microwave, and I look inside, and it's on fire. I look in there, and I'm like, oh, it's on fire. And she's like, oh. So I grab the fire extinguisher, and I put it out. And I had to tell my parents, oops. Anyway, and I digress. Number 28, it could be the best, most amazing experience of your life. Yeah, yeah, that's also, like, it could be, yeah. 29, random I love yous, random hugs, not too often, so don't get your hopes up. Yeah, that is also nice, yeah. They can be your wing person, your number one fan, that is nice too. They see you as a part of them, yeah. Because you are. Number 34, you can do things in your childhood you never got to do. 35, you can buy them the toys you never got to play with. Yeah, like, most of these are jokes, but towards the end, it does get kind of wholesome. Yeah. Out of the 35 pros, I would say only, like, maybe 15 of them are actual pros. Like, and some of these are, like, temporary. Most of them were temporary. Alright, I'm gonna scroll all the way up to the top. Let's start with the cons now. There are over 300 cons. Alright, and there's subcategories for during pregnancy, in pregnancy, after pregnancy. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay. Let's start. Number one. Baby equals parasite. Yep. Number two, everyone will know you did the nasty. You fucking whore. Number three, you can be allergic to pregnancy. How? Number four, you may get rashes on your body. Five, morning sickness. Six, your legs can swell up to the size of 2 potato sacks. That sounds miserable. Seven, brown marks all over the body and face. I assume probably because of hormones. Number 8, preeclampsia, which is pretty much all pregnancy symptoms amplified. So it's like pregnancy on expert mode, I suppose. 9, UTIs after and during the pregnancy. 10, constant fever, constant back pain, bleeding gums, constipation. Number 14, body can painfully reject the baby. Why? It made the baby. Diarrhea, gas, and bloating. Your baby can also have gas. 17, shitting yourself while pregnant. You have to get blood drawn often. Yeah, I can't imagine that would be great for people who hate needles. Frequent urination, acne breakouts all over your body. Hemorrhoids with diarrhea. Fatigue, varicose veins, they can get painful. Pressure on the hips, pelvic area, swollen ankles, whole body can swell at once, higher risk of type 2 or gestational diabetes. Gestational diabetes is diabetes specifically brought up by pregnancy. 28, you can't eat what you want during pregnancy because the uterus goblin may not like it. Or, I don't know if you'll see, I'm not sure if I'll see this in the list, but apparently sometimes women get cravings for foods they hate. So they're like stuck in this, like, do I eat the thing I want cravings for even though I hate it? 29, extreme weight gain. 30, extreme weight loss if things go wrong the other way. 31, stretch marks everywhere, and they can become extremely itchy. 32, need to buy maternity clothes because your clothes will not fit. 33, random tiny blisters or tumors outside the body, especially on the face and lips. That sounds awful. 34, the uterus gremlin may kick your intestines while you're pregnant. Not only that, but the child in general just kind of moves your intestines because it's growing in your body and it, you know, it, there's not enough room. 35, gain a child, lose a tooth. Some women lose teeth while pregnant. 36, you may still get your period during those 9 months. Why? What's the whole point of the fucking period then? 37, you can bleed through the pregnancy and after. 38, pregnancy is actually 10 months. I did the math. Oh, dear God. 39, you can still get pregnant even while pregnant. It is possible, yes. It's extremely rare, though. 40, brain swelling, bad headaches. People ask you too many repetitive questions, plus unwanted attention. Your baby can reject all your food while pregnant, and you might need an IV for the entire pregnancy. 43, you can't change cat's litter. Apparently, cat poop is not good for pregnant women. You can't eat sushi. I'm not sure why. You can't eat any type of fish or fresh meat. Why not? I don't think people follow that rule. I'm pretty sure pregnant women still eat meat. A lot of them. 46. Molar pregnancy, which means a tumor grows instead of a placenta. Fantastic. The placenta is the thing, is the sac that holds the baby's in the placenta. Is the baby just in a tumor? What? How? 47. Recti divarication, which means your abdomen splits in half. What? What is that? What? Hang on, I gotta Google that. What do you mean? Oh, I mean, oh, okay. There's some pictures, but they're mostly just diagrams. Oh my god. Okay. It's like a hernia. It's like a really bad hernia. 48. Their tiny foot might get stuck in your ribs, and that can crack your rib. 49. No alcohol for at least a year or more if you're breastfeeding. 50. Miscarriages when trying to conceive. 51. People always want to rub your tummy. Yeah, no, I've heard plenty of stories of, like, pregnant women being touched, like, without their consent. Like, don't fucking touch people, bro. Like, ask first. But also, it's just weird in general. Why do I want to touch their belly? Anyway, 52. Constant acid reflux. Your balance feels off. Frequent nosebleeds. They can try to stand inside of you. And that feels like knives against your body. The baby will try to stand inside of you? Oh my god. Insomnia. Baby shower stress. I'm not really sure. Like, I'm sure it can be stressful, but I thought baby showers were just like little parties that the family and friends set up for the mother-to-be, where it's literally just gifts and stuff for her and the baby. But okay, I suppose it'd be stressful. 58. You can't wear heels even if you want to. 59. You might not know you're pregnant until you're like 5 months in or when you're giving birth. Cryptic pregnancy. 60. Higher chance of gallstones and infections. Painful muscle cramps. Might trigger an autoimmune disease. Yep, let's just casually get an autoimmune disease. 63. Your partner might find you repulsive. Yeah, that would suck. Heavy belly. Your face swells, and that sometimes stays even after months after the baby has been born. 66. Lightning crotch, which is a sharp shooting pain in your crotch area. 67. Might grow breast tissue in your armpits. What? 68. You're twice as likely to be bitten by mosquitoes. Why? 69, nice. If you drop something, it no longer exists. Yeah, that would suck. 70, brain fog, can't remember shit. You could get odd cravings for things like soap, gasoline, dirt, or shit. That's fantastic. You grow an extra organ the size of a deflated basketball. Are you referring to the placenta? I'm confused. 74, you can get dense or squishy parts on your bones, which is called pitting edema. What? Why? Is it because, does having the baby, like, is it sucking up all of your calcium and now your bones are all squishy? Jesus Christ. 75, you might dread having to deliver the baby at some point. Might? What? Bruh, giving birth is, like, it's known, it's, like, one of those painful things. Of course you're gonna dread it. What the fuck? I don't think anybody is excited to give birth. Like, they're excited to have the baby, but I don't think the actual process of birth, yeah, no. 76, the placenta can grow abnormally with extra lobes. What does that even mean? 77, amniotic fluid embolism, which means cells from the fetus slash fetal matter enter the bloodstream, and that can lead to a stroke. Oh, great. That's fantastic. 78, the uterus goblin might paralyze you while they happily nap on your spine. Being paralyzed is, like, one of my biggest fears. Imagine... Oh my fucking god, imagine going to bed and, like, your fucking baby squishes your spine and you wake up in the morning and you can't move. Oh my fucking Christ, I'd kill myself. I would fucking kill myself. Jesus fucking Christ. The blood of your baby does not match yours and your baby can go into shock. Why? Don't most babies not match the blood of their mom? Because, like, there's, like, several different blood types. Okay. Some babies are just more picky, I suppose. Your uterus might instead calcify inside of you for years. What? Are they referring to instead of getting pregnant, your uterus might just calcify? Oh my god. And then they wrote huge belly again, and except this time they wrote in parentheses, might get to the size of 2 capybaras. I mean, yes, if you're having octuplets, perhaps. Number 82, the fetus can scratch the inside of your uterus, yes, even through the amniotic sac. Oh my god. You can pass hormones to the baby, and that can make the baby lactate. You might start lactating before the baby is born, constantly being hungry, crave something, and then not be able to eat it. Oh yeah, that would suck. Like, you might cook a whole meal and not be able to eat it. Oh my god, that would fucking suck. Complete loss of hunger could be the most miserable experience of your life. Yeah, I know a lot of people say that. Vomit can come out of places other than your mouth. And then in parentheses, nose, eyes. I don't know if this is exclusive to pregnancy, but that's fucking terrifying. 91. I live in the United States. There's not many benefits or resources for pregnant women here. Also, no free healthcare. Yep. Although, my mom told me that when I was born, I was actually a free baby. Like, she didn't have to pay for anything, apparently. That's what she said. She said it was because she and my dad, my so-called father, were so poor that the hospital just didn't charge them. I guess they were qualified for, like, a program or something. I don't know, but apparently I was free. All right, next. During the birth, number 97, you could turn into a human massage chair extreme body shaking during labor. 98. You must give birth to the placenta, which hurts just as much as the birth. What do you mean? Why? It's just a little squishy thing. Why? 99. The child could come out with teeth already. It's rare, but yeah, it's a thing. I've seen it. 100. If your placenta gets stuck, the doctor must go elbow deep inside to get it out. Otherwise, the leftovers in there could get you sick. That's why you must birth the placenta. Breech pregnancies, where the feet come first. During a breech pregnancy, if the feet come out first, the doctor has to push the baby back in and maneuver it by hand in order to have the head come out first. And the reason why the baby must come out head first is to ensure the baby does not get stuck and suffocate to death. The head is the biggest, widest part of the baby, the head and shoulders. Therefore, it just wouldn't be practical to try and pop the baby out feet first. So that sucks. 102. Pregnancy / childbirth could kill you. Yep, it's yeah. Number 103. They insert a tube with two water balloons up your hoo-ha to help dilate your cervix. Dear Lord. 104. Your eyeballs / retinas can pop out while pushing. That sounds terrifying. 105. Your baby could come out premature, and you can't see your baby right away because they are put into an incubator. That sucks. 106. Blood vessels on your face can burst while pushing. That sounds so painful. 107. Your baby daddy might irritate you for no reason while you're in labor, and you have every right to be mad about that. 108. Partner might complain as if they have anything to complain about. Yeah, no. I can't even imagine going through all this shit and having a shitty fucking partner along too. 109. In order to give birth, you need to have a 10 centimeter dilation of the pelvis, which is the size of a Ben and Jerry's ice cream pint. Could possibly have to give birth in a public place, such as Panera. I wonder why they picked that one specifically. 112. Even the epidural isn't enough for the pain sometimes. Jesus Christ. 113. Your clitoris might rip while giving birth. 114. A child literally bursts through your vagina. Yeah, that's definitely a con. 115. Epidurals can go wrong, and you can get paralyzed or even die. Again, that's so fucking terrifying, the risk of going paralyzed. 116. 24-hour plus labors. Anything over 1 hour just sucks in general. Yeah, no, like, I wonder why some people just kind of pop the baby out, and others it takes hours and hours and hours. 117. You can't eat during labor. Why not? 118. The umbilical cord can get stuck around the child's neck. In parentheses, the kid is already trying to end it. Fun fact, I was one of those kids. My mom had to be rushed to the hospital because I had my umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. 120. Surgery stuff can get left inside. Oh my god, I've heard about that. Like, scalpels and stuff just being sewn back up inside. Oh my god. 121. You can get an infection during birth. Your child could get an infection. You can shit yourself while giving birth. C-section's gone wrong. Could go into cardiac arrest during labor, which is heart failure. At least 10 strangers will look at your engorged vagina. Yeah, that sounds terrible. The child may choke on its own feces while coming out. Are you fucking shitting me? No pun intended. You could push too hard during labor that your uterus could spill out, which is called a uterus prolapse. I've also heard that, like, even, like, in the days and weeks after giving birth, you could just be casually taking a shit, and then your uterus could just fall out into the toilet. So that's great. Your pelvis could break in half or crack because the child's head is too big. Dear fucking Lord. 130, broken or dislocated tailbone. Bell's palsy, which is paralyzed body parts during and after birth. This can last for weeks. Your vagina can turn green or blue. Can be multiple demons at once. Twins, triplets, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep. 134, uterine trauma. Your uterus could rupture. Jesus. 135, projectile vomit while giving birth. Hemorrhaging. Your partner might faint from watching all of the above. Can be allergic to epidural and will now be in more pain than before the epidural. Your vagina might rip, so it might need to get stitches. They can sew your pubes back on too high. What does that even mean? They can sew your pubes back on too high. 141, your asshole may tear. And then 142, the husband stitch, which is an extra unnecessary stitching done down there so it's not loose after birth in order to keep your partner sexually satisfied, and this is done without your consent. It is illegal to do. All right, this is post-childbirth. 144, you now have $37,000 of medical bills, and this is being generous. 145, face and body rash. 146, your titties will inflate but then deflate to look like banana peels. 147, boobs swell up and hurt constantly. 148, loose titty skin can be itchy, annoying, and painful and can make you self-conscious. 149, face swells up twice its size from the hormones. 150, hyperlactation syndrome, never-ending breast milk. Oh no. 151, child could not latch even if you really planned on breastfeeding. 152, child might not get too much, wait, what? Child might get too much milk out while sucking, and they can constantly choke while feeding. Slow down, bro. 153, your time will never be yours again. Yep. 154, SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, where the baby suddenly passes away without any reason. That is probably one of the worst things about having a baby, is the possibility and going through SIDS. I can't even imagine the pain mothers must feel when that happens. 155, shaken baby syndrome. 156, baby formula shortage as of now in 2022. There's a shortage, yes. 157, postpartum depression. 158, your hips will be sore for life. For life? Can someone attest to that? 159, worst case scenario, you may not be able to have sex for at least a year. Belly button hernia, both for the child and the mother. Hormone imbalances. You can get hairier because of the hormones imbalances. You lose your abs if you had them. Your hair can fall out. Your nails can fall out. What the fuck? Ovarian cysts. Bladder problems. Irregular period after birth or an extra heavy one. Your nipples can get blisters. You may have high blood pressure for life. You're higher prone to kidney failure. This is post-childbirth? Jesus. Just fuck your kidneys, I guess. Your vagina changes shape, becomes a bit more loose. It hurts to sit after you give birth. 174. Your kid could come out looking ugly as fuck. Yeah, that's always a con. 175, your hoo-ha burns when you pee. your booty may go flat, you could suffer from body dysmorphia, it might make you allergic to your pet after pregnancy. Jesus fucking Christ. Imagine having cats, having a baby, and then being allergic to cats when you get home. That's fucking insane. You don't always get paid maternity leave. You're lucky if you get any at all. Some places just straight up get rid of you before you give birth. Also, if you're visibly pregnant, like if you're trying to get hired for a job and you're visibly pregnant, they're less likely to hire you because they know, they see you as a liability because they know that you're going to have to take an extended period of time off eventually. And that's just bullshit. Anyway, 180, you may lose your curly hair and it can turn straight. Ooh. 181, emotional damage. Yep. 182, teratoma tumor, a tumor that grows in your uterus after birth that grows hair and teeth? What? This one should have the no Google images warning. Hang on. Teratoma tumor. Fuck no, bro. A teratoma is a rare type of germ cell tumor that may contain immature or fully formed tissue, including teeth, hair, bone, and muscle. Most of them are benign, but some of them can be cancerous. Treatment involves surgical removal. Oh my god. Yeah, no, this is the thing they should have put a warning for. That's fucking disgusting. That one has an eye in it. Jesus Christ. Oh, I think that's fake. Never mind. But still, Jesus fucking Christ. It's fucking disgusting. Holy fuck, dude. No. No, 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 no. You could lactate from your armpits. You can lactate from your armpits. What? 184. Their DNA slash cells stay in your body and brain forever. Yep, that is true. That's insane. Like, you literally, you're a different person after that shit. Jesus Christ. 185. You may develop arthritis. Pee comes out when you sneeze. Sense of smell is heightened, in parentheses, to smell their nasty shit. Is that true? Oh my god. You may develop random food allergies. Jesus Christ. Stretched out or discolored belly button for the rest of your life. Change in taste after birth. Melanonychia. 191. Melanonychia, which is where your nails turn black. Jesus. 192, belly is still swollen for months after. Recovery process is mentally and physically exhausting. Yeah, it sounds heavenly. Jesus. 193, your body has to recover while attending and keeping a life alive, a whole other human being. Jesus. 194. Bleeding for weeks after, you might have to wear an adult diaper. You may have to pump your boobs in public places. Post-pregnancy shits are the worst. You may get flat feet after. You might go up in shoe size of several sizes. 199. You will want to keep trying after the first baby till you get your desired gendered baby, or one that you don't currently have. I mean, that's not necessarily true. Like, you will want to. That's not everyone. But yeah, some people do have more kids simply so they can try and have a girl or a boy. Anyway, next. During the child's life, number 200, having to wake up every 2 hours. Sometimes it's more than that. 201, your baby daddy might leave you. 202, your titties will wake you up too for breastfeeding. What? Like, you'll start lactating and you'll just wake up with milk all over? I'm confused, but okay. 203, they will learn how to curse at you. 204, they will work as hard as possible to leave you. I mean, at some point it should be encouraged, but at the same time, if they're like 14 or 15 or even younger and they're trying to get away from your ass, you're probably doing something wrong. 205, random tantrums. 206, people will judge you if you try to breastfeed in public places. Yep, and they'll sexualize you too. 207, they poop and you have to change them. They pee and you have to change them. They will have diarrhea and you will have to change that. Projectile shits happens when you change their diaper and their shit gets on the wall. They will pee on you at some point. They will vomit on you multiple times. You will not have a social life. Some say you still do, but trust me, they're lying. They will threaten to kill you. They spit on you intentionally. They spit on you unintentionally. They drool on your hand when you are carrying them. They don't sleep when you need to sleep. Child care is expensive. Screaming in grocery stores. They throw food and toys at you. They will sit on your face and fart. They will poke your eyes, pull your earrings, pull your hair, ruin your favorite clothes. You have to sign up the child for school. You have... The child in general is just an extra expense. Yeah, pretty much. 230, they are bad for the environment. Diapers, wipes, clothes, toy waste. Yeah, you're right. A lot of plastic, a lot of dirty diapers. Jesus. 231, you have to wake up early to be Santa Claus or just do extra things if you practice other holidays. 232, you have to find their tiny tooth under their pillow and give them a quarter every time they lose a tooth because their friends get money from the tooth fairy. You'll also be 25 cents poorer. Hey, guy, I don't know how to break this to you, but they're not giving out quarters anymore. Inflation affects even the tooth fairy. Kids are getting dollars, $5. I never got a quarter. I got a dollar. I know someone who paid their kid $100. For each tooth. That parent was fucking insane. Don't do that. 233. Your house will turn into a full-time childcare facility, completely taken over by all the kids' stuff. 234. You can't take them out to very many places easily. 235. You have to know what vaccines they need to have. Or you can just go anti-vax and go fucking insane. 236, you have to pay for their books, school supplies, and education. 237, they will call you ugly. They are brutally honest, so yeah, you probably ugly. They're just brutally honest in general. They point out your flaws, they're disgusting, they will eat your food and not their own that you spent time preparing because they asked for it. 242, they'll have poop slide up their back and out of their diaper. 243, they will always lose one shoe. They will always lose one sock. You always have to carry an extra backpack. They'll get sick. 248, a lot of food on the floor and just everywhere in general, my guy. 249, you need to help them with their confusing new style of math homework. Math is math! 250, you need to carry around a heavy-ass car seat. Yeah, that looks annoying as hell. I've seen parents, like, yanking those seats from car to car. So annoying. 251, you need to buy 3 types of car seats in their lifetime. Yeah, that's true. The one that faces towards the back, and then there's the one for toddlers that you strap them into, and then there's booster seats for when they're, like, 4 and 5 years old. 252, they actually like the cold and will make you go outside when it snows. Oh god. You have to know when to size up with diapers. You will always have to wipe their face because it always has food residue. They can become bullies. They can get bullied. You have to beg people to babysit your child. Other people will always want to tell you how to raise them. They could become a serial killer. They will get hurt and leave you with medical bills. They might break a bone at one point. They could get electrocuted. Jesus. Sticky hands. They will break your favorite thing. They will shove tiny things all up in their face holes. 266. They can terrorize your pets. They might be allergic to your pets. They will snitch on you. They will tell everyone their business. They bite. The stress of having to set up doctor appointments for them. Can't even do that for yourself. 272. Expensive insurance for kids. You will never sleep the same again, or at all. Toddler sass. More chores around the house. You have to teach them not to kill themselves. Your kid might resent you, no matter how much you do for them. They will grow out of their clothes too fast. They'll want to have playdates with kids whose parents you dislike. Oh god, I can't even imagine. 280. They can't spoon feed themselves for at least the first 2 years. 281. They'll ask you to spoon feed them even when they're old enough to feed themselves. All of a sudden, they can't speak when they have been screaming all day, and you have to answer for them because they are shy. They take random shits while they make eye contact with you. 286. Parent-teacher conferences. Waking up at 3 a.m. to, Mommy, I don't feel so good. Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good. They breathe so loud when they drink water for no reason. It's like... It's like so fucking loud. Like Darth Vader's drowning. 289. They've always got boogers on their face. 290. Being woken up at 5 a.m. by tiny fingers in your nostrils and or ear holes. 291. Waking up to them close to your face. Just like an inch away. That sounds terrifying. 292. It costs about $300,000 to keep your child alive for 18 years. And that is for just one child. Dear effing Lord. 293. Cheerios everywhere. 294. Can you open this for me? 295. Their tiny heads are perfect lice habitats. 296. Single child guilt. You may want to have another one so that the one you have isn't lonely and can develop sibling trauma. So, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. 297. They can attract spirits or dark energies. I mean, that's true. If you believe in that stuff, it is true. Or at least demons and stuff, they mimic children in order to draw you in. Because, you know, if they look like or sound like a kid, you're more likely to trust them. You have the audacity, they have the audacity to sneeze while you feed them. They'll eat anything they can find. They smell. They play with their own shit. They pick their booty holes. This may linger into adulthood. 304. They might grow up to be in one of those misogynistic male podcast alpha males. Oh god. 306. You can never open those damn strollers. Buckling them into their car seat feels like a puzzle. No, it literally does. And they're squirming and crying the whole time. It's hard to get down the car seat handle, and when you need it up, it's hard to get it up. Okay. They can get unhealthily attached to you, that when you put them down for a bit, they cry as if you're abandoning them. They always fight for the same toys. They always fight for the same color. It's always blue or pink. They have a small... version of yourself. Oh, they become a small version of yourself. P.S. I hate myself. They shush you when you are trying to say something. Boy, if a fucking toddler shushed me, I'm not sure if I'd be able to handle it. I'd probably punt them. I'm sorry. They will hit you in the nuts. 315. They like it when you say no to them. so they keep annoying you. 316, they don't go to bed and then they get overly tired, so they become even bigger assholes. They claim everything is theirs. They make annoying noises. They follow you everywhere. They could murder someone accidentally. They could murder someone on purpose. They always take your phone. They get too attached to some things, like they're blanking and cry for hours if they don't have it. They do the same thing over and over if you thought it was funny the first time. They play with your Tupperware. They like to play with household items or random stuff instead of the expensive toys you got them. They'll ask you questions you don't want to answer or don't even know the answer to. They move their legs too much when you're trying to change their diapers. They can and will spill out of those spill-proof bowls. They're always choking on something. Their toys will randomly turn on and scare the crap out of you. Yeah, but that's better than stepping on them. Those things are fucking painful. They make you listen to the same song over and over and over and over and over. Not only that, but they'll make you watch the same TV shows and movies over and over and over and over. The no phase. They disappoint you. They can help your partner get away with cheating. Oof. Toddler shits. They get severe mood swings. They mock you. They mock you in public, and all you can do is give them the you'll get your consequences later face. You have to potty train them. You can get addicted to having children. What? You can get addicted to having children? God, that sounds miserable. 342. You have to deal with other people's poorly raised kids. Yeah, God. They like to experiment with many substances. You can never leave them unattended. They copy a habit you never knew you had, like grunting when getting off the couch. Just roasting your ass. No personal space, not even while changing your pad or tampon. Can't do shit by yourself. You have to give them the talk at some point. 348. The tiny crib people don't blink often, and yes, they watch you while you sleep. 349. They will always ask you who your favorite child is, and you have to lie and say you'll love them all the same. My parents did this. My mom doesn't. She freely tells me I'm her favorite. Number 350. You will get judged if you don't clean your house while catering to your children, but will also get judged if you spend time cleaning instead of being with your children. In other words, being a mother is fucking awful, and you can never, ever, ever, ever truly satisfy everybody. Hey there! It's been a while. About a year and a half since the last time I posted any sort of updates. I will say, I'm in a way better place than I used to be. I've been working on myself the past 9 months or so. I just wanted to let you know that I plan on posting more regularly, and I really, 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 really do mean it this time. I am finally in a place mentally and physically where I am able to focus on literally anything other than how fucking miserable I was at my last place. Maybe I'll talk about it sometime. Probably not, but we'll see. But now that I do plan on coming back, I would love to hear if you have any ideas, if you have anything you'd like for me to talk about, literally anything at all, let me know. I'll have a questionnaire at the bottom of this episode, and anything you might want to hear me talk about, any questions you've got, go right ahead, and we'll see if anything comes up out of that. So if you've made it this far, thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to see where things go from here. Goodbye.